This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. This is National Library Month, and it's a pleasure to welcome Michelle Wolford, Adult and Senior Specialist with the Perth and District Union Public Library. Hi, Michelle. Nice to have you here.
It's so nice to be here. Thank you, Linda.
So, how important is it for us to have a month where we dedicate it to public libraries?
It's very important. The library does a lot of things that people don't realize that we do. So I think taking a little bit of time to highlight some of those services is excellent. And it helps people who need some of the services that the library offers to connect to them. So yeah, it's important for sure.
And what are some of those things that maybe people just don't know? They think that they go to libraries to borrow a book. I mean, what else happens there?
Yeah, I would say the book borrowing is an important part, but it's a small fraction of what we do at the library. So I think a few of the important things that we do are offer the community free 24-hour Wi-Fi service.
Wow.
So anywhere, actually even outside of the building, all the way around in our lovely garden area, you can access Wi-Fi there.
Great.
There's no password, and you just have to agree to the terms and services, and you're connected. And as we were discussing earlier, libraries are one of the last free third spaces that exist.
Third spaces. What do you mean by that?
So we have our home, which is our first space. We have our work or our schooling, which is our second space. And then there's the third spaces that we go to interact with our community. And so few of those are free anymore. And so the library is an important third space, and it's also a safe space for everyone in the community. So I think that is a very valuable thing that the library offers. It's a place of connection, so connecting people to each other, connecting people to services. We have access to reliable information. We have all kinds of digital information. So it's really just a place of connecting the community to things that are important to them.
You know, we hear so much now about closures, about lack of funding and that sort of thing. But the Perth Library seems to be thriving. What's your secret?
That's a good question. I think the dedicated staff, when you ask anyone in the community about the Perth Library, the first thing you hear is everyone is so helpful, everyone is so lovely, like the core staff that have been there for a long time and the newer staff, everyone is just so helpful and knowledgeable. And a lot of people just come in just for a chat, just to say hi and catch up with someone who works at the library. So the dedicated staff is a big part. The patrons who come and actually use the services, that's so important. That's what keeps the library vibrant and relevant. And then we also have a lovely dedicated core group of volunteers that really do help us out. We can do way more than we could if we didn't have them. So that's another big part of what makes us so successful, I think.
Right. And you know, it sounds like a real hub, right? Because
for sure.
I've been to meetings there. I've been to musical performances in one of the rooms there, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there seems to be lots going on, right?
Yeah, we try. We want the library to be a relevant, useful space for everybody. So we try and come at it from many different angles.
What are your responsibilities as the adult and senior specialist?
Yeah, it's broad. It's basically anything that relates to adults or seniors at the library. So I do the programming. So any events that happen at the library, author talks, art classes, anything along those lines are all things that either that I'm helping to organize. So it's a lot of interested community members come in. They say, I'd like to offer this service. And then I help them take their idea and bring it to a program. I do the outreach, so going to different community things, community fairs, and also I look after the adult and senior volunteers, which I mentioned are wonderful, wonderful, so helpful. I also do our home delivery program. I organize that. So any patrons who are ill or who can't come to the library, we have a delivery service where they can request books, or we can even choose for them. And then we have a volunteer choose the books and deliver them to the patrons. So it's a really excellent service that we offer, and I take care of that. I also do the newsletters along with the children's librarian and our social media.
Wow, you're busy.
Yeah, definitely. It's great.
How has technology and the use of computers changed the way we use libraries? What do libraries offer, basically, is what I'm asking, that Google can't?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. So as technology has evolved, libraries have tried very hard to keep up. So we do offer a lot more digital content than we used to. So we have several apps that we offer free to patrons with their library card memberships. So we have Libby, which is free ebooks and audiobooks. We have Canopy, which is a streaming site like Netflix. We have PressReader, which is newspapers from around the world, which especially at times like this is really nice to have access to information like that for free. So those are a few of the things that we offer. We also do... mostly because of COVID, actually, but we do have some virtual offerings that we didn't used to have. So you can join our book clubs or some of our book clubs virtually and things like that. So I think the library has done what we can to stay relevant in an age where more things are moving online. And I think us versus Google is we make sure that the information that we're offering is as unbiased and as factual as possible. Okay. So I think that's what the library offers.
Not to mention the social aspect of it all.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't get on Google, right?
Yeah. Oh, of course. No, definitely not. Not in the same way. And we also do try and advertise a lot of our things online now, too. So we have a really excellent website that we have all of our events on. You can find book recommendations and different things. So our website's a really excellent resource. So I would suggest anyone who hasn't been on the website before to check that out, which is just perthunionlibrary.ca.
Okay. And you also have passes.
We
things,
do,
right?
Yeah.
Talk about that for just a second.
For sure.
I think a lot of people don't realize that about a library.
Yeah, I know. It's one of the exciting things. It's of one of our flashy items where when people find out, it's very exciting for sure. So we have borrowing agreements with many of the museums in Ottawa. So we have I can't list them all because I always forget them all, but we have many, many museums. So we have passes to those. And then we also have passes to some of the provincial parks in the area, which are great. And I think even one museum in Montreal, which again, I can't remember, I should have brought a list. But we do. The passes are wonderful.
Good information.
Yeah. And if you want to borrow one, you just request one and we'll put you on the wait list if there's many people waiting for it.
Okay. So. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. So you're launching a survey. Talk about that.
Yeah. So it's our annual community survey. And the reason that we're launching it is because we're coming up to our new 2-year agility plan. So we're just finishing our 2022 to 2023 agility plan and starting our 2024 to 2025 agility plan.
Did you say agility plan?
I did say agility plan. Yeah. Sorry. I should, back up a little bit.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
You don't have to go into it in detail, but...
So the agility plan is the library's basically goals for the next 2 years, what we're hoping to accomplish based on what people in the community are looking for and what their needs are.
So how do you think you'll use that feedback that you get from the public?
Yeah, so all of the feedback that we get will go directly into setting the next goals for 2024 and 2025. So that survey, if you're looking to fill it out, and we don't even want just library users, we want anyone in the community, even if you don't use the library, to say what you would like to use, because we want to make sure we're meeting the community's needs. And if we're not, we want to know exactly what we can do to change it.
Okay.
So you can find that survey online, again, on our website, perthunionlibrary.ca, or you can also come into the library and we have paper copies.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So talk about a couple of other events that you have happening right now.
Yeah, so the next one that we're really excited about is our children's only shopping event, which we ran last year. So basically the premise is the community donates items in good condition, gently used, that they're not using anymore, things like mugs, board games, puzzles, that kind of thing. And then children come on November 25th, and they'll come through with one of our volunteers, pick out a thing for mom, dad, grandma, put it in a gift bag, make a card, and bring it home till Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah, and we like it for a number of reasons. It encourages gifting things that are already existing instead of going to buy something new, so it's more sustainable. And we love teaching children that it doesn't have to be new to be useful. We love that children don't have to have money. They can come and just choose something. So it kind of just takes away some of the financial stress from anybody. Yeah, so we love it. And last year we had over 100 children come, which was, yeah, it was busy.
So you must have had over 100 people donating something then.
Oh, it was, the outpour last year was amazing, and we're really hoping for the same this year.
How did you get the word out about that?
Yeah, so we just shared it on our social media, and then we had some posters in the library.
Yeah.
And people just kind of saw, maybe heard word of mouth through other people. But I'm just going to give some information about if anyone would like to donate. So we have November 1st to 15th, if you want to bring any clean items in good condition. So I'll just list a few again.
Sure.
So it's scarves, mittens, mugs, housewares, board games and puzzles, like I mentioned, candles, candle holders, teapots, that kind of thing. So think of something that you wouldn't be horrified for your child to bring home to you on Christmas and bring it to the library between the 1st and the 15th of November. For gift wrap, we're hoping this year to just receive gift bags and tissue paper because we had a bit of a logjam last year with trying to wrap all of those presents at once.
So get all that sticky tape on there.
Exactly,
stuff, right?
Exactly.
And bows and ribbons.
Yes, and even then it's less environmentally friendly. So gift bags can be reused. So if anyone has extra gift bags, okay, tissue, we'll take that. They can just come right to the library. You don't need an appointment. You can just come drop it off. And then the actual shop is November 25th. It's running from 10:30 to 12:30.
Okay.
And like I mentioned, we will have volunteers on hand. So for any child who's over five, the volunteer will walk them through, sure, help them choose the gifts. And then the parents can, if your child's over five, you can leave and enjoy the Once Upon a Christmas, which is running the same day, which was a really nice kickoff to the holiday season that the BIA is running. So you can check that out for 45 minutes while your child's shopping and getting everything ready. Children who are under five, parents can just stick in the library just to make sure that they're doing okay. We're really excited about that event. If anybody has any questions, just give the library a call and ask for Michelle, and I can answer any questions that you have.
Will you make it sounds so much fun and easy as well.
Yeah, it was very easy and very fun. Right. Yeah, it was very well received.
You've got another event happening in Maberly.
Yes, so we have, we're trying to better service library patrons who don't live in Perth. So we're starting in Maberly. So we're at the Maberly Community Hall. And a few of the things we're starting with are a drop box and pick up inside of the hall. So that, we have a Dropbox that's installed now, actually, but it's technically launching November 1st, where people can place library books that they'd like to return into the bin, and a volunteer will pick up those books every Wednesday. So you don't need to come all the way to the library to return your books anymore if you live in Maberly, which is really lovely. And if you'd like to pick up your books from the Maberly Hall, it'll be open every Saturday from 9 to 2. So, but you have to reserve the books first. And if you're interested in that service, you can again call me at the library. My name is Michelle. Or you can email me, and my email address is mwolford, WOLFORD, at perthunionlibrary.ca. And we can set you up for that service. But for the drop-off, you don't need to be registered. You can just drop your library books in there, and someone will bring them back to the library for you. And the other two things that we're doing at Maberly Hall are a adult book club. So we're, the book for this month is Tom Lake by Ann Patchett, which is exciting because it's her brand new book.
I'm reading that right now.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, it's slow going.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just getting into it.
For sure.
So I'll let you know.
I'm about halfway and I'm really liking it.
So are you?
It's pretty good. So I think you'll like it. So we're discussing that book on October 31st. And at that meeting, you can pick up Chasing Painted Horses by Drew Hayden Taylor, which is the next book, which will be discussed on November 28th. So for the adult book club, that breaks for December and January, and then picks back up in February.
You have a lot of information there.
I do. I know. I just feel like I'm talking and talking and talking.
Oh, it's great. It's absolutely fantastic that there's so much going on.
Yeah.
We have about a minute left.
Lovely.
How would you like to finish off?
So you know what? There is one more event at the Maberly Hall,
okay,
which is Baby Time. So our children's librarian is running one more Baby Time for this year on November 27th from 10 to 10:30 at Maberly Hall. So if you have any young children, you can bring them, and Heidi does songs and stories and just kind of instills a love of early literacy, which
wonderful.
Is really important.
Yeah. Michelle, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. This was so
nice. It's been great. Lots of information.
Tons and tons of information.
Lots of things to do with the winter, with the fall and the winter coming on.
Yes.
People are going to be, you know, thinking about trying to keep themselves busy and indoor things as well.
Yeah, so please check the library's events calendar or come into the library and just check us out because we have tons going on over the winter.
And your website again is?
PerthUnionLibrary.ca.
Okay, and you are on what street in Perth?
We're on Harriet.
Okay.
Yeah, right on the corner, big red building. You can't miss us.
All right. Thanks so much, Michelle,
thanks,
for coming
Linda.
In today.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Michelle Wolford is the adult and senior specialist with the Perth and District Union Public Library. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth. Invest.